In this very angry episode, Tom went to France and got angry.
Which included lubrication lady magazines and toilet roll. All three of us ended up in detention.
Rob makes DPD angry.
So, yeah, I know, the thing told me that you have to look at the phone, and you go, yes, phone.
Kay's YouTube choices make Tom angry.
He must be hung like a fucking donkey. Well, I think her words were actually, he must be enormous down there, because what else is there?
His wallet doesn't fit in his pocket. I think that's probably more like...
T's choice of kids TV makes Tom angry.
So welcome to the world of Bing.
He just took his trousers off.
Hando just whips his trousers off whenever
he can. Is that a nappy or a pair of underwear? Or
yeah, and then he just runs around in his pants.
What's he do that for?
Right. Let's get to it.
Did somebody say fuck off? Hi, welcome back to the Variety Show with me, Tom, and Rob. Hello, Rob.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good, mate. You all right?
Oh, I'm not too bad. So you invented Just Eat before Just Eat existed.
Apparently I did, yeah.
Fill me in.
Back when we all used to drink at the pub, or when we were 18, I had the idea of takeaways and restaurants being able to just call them up and then having... basically a delivery service, but having a place that you can just go, like a website, and just do it all online. That was my idea.
And the person you were sat with could have made that happen.
And I was sat with Sidequest Mark, who was going through college to become a web developer.
So you could have developed it. You wouldn't have had, excuse the word, such a cunty advert. Yeah. I hate those adverts with a passion.
So I did invent Just Eat at the pub.
Nice. And that's basically all the happiness you're going to get in the show today, because it's an angry one. Lots has made me angry over the past few weeks, especially yesterday, which I'll fill you in a moment.
Mm-hmm. Amiga, because you wouldn't tell me.
Yeah, no. Kay has not made me angry. Maybe that's the wrong word, but oh my God, what she watches makes me angry. Mm-hmm. And then what T watches makes me angry. So I'm going to subject you to those. Okay, and then obviously you've got a bit apparently about DPD. No idea.
That's to do with my phone, so this is the same story.
Okay, so yeah, so something did make you angry. So it's an angry episode, so let's crack on.
Uh-oh. Tom had a trip that wasn't good. That means bad, right?
Bonjour, Rob. Ça va?
Bonjour.
I don't know French, so that's where I'm going to stop, except for je m'appelle Tom and comment t'appelles tu?
I used to say this thing to Telf, right, because his ex spoke French.
Oh, okay.
And I asked them very specific words for her, what each one was in French, and then put them into a sentence, and that's not how French works.
No.
That's how English works, not how French works. So I used to say, j'adore le bouton fromage à la mer. No, it was j'adore le chien bouton fromage à la mer.
Of course, because...
And that is, I love dog knob cheese by the sea. But it doesn't mean that, because those individual words mean, like, dog knob, I love, by the sea,
yeah,
cheese.
Yeah, I struggle with any foreign language, and it's always the grammar.
Mm.
I just don't get it. All the various ways. Yes, yeah. You're right. Both German, French, German not so much, but Italian. You say things in the wrong order, or what would be the wrong order in the UK. So yeah. I struggle. So I end up saying things that would be nonsensical, I guess. I mean, German's probably the one I know the most. And again, this could be wrong, but my favourite one is Ich bin ein Hubschrauber.
I am...
a helicopter! And I'm planning, if I ever get stuck in Germany and get in trouble, I'm just going to stand there in front of the police officer and go, Ich bin ein Hubschrauber, blah, 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 and wave my hand around and pretend to be a helicopter.
Just be careful, because that hand signal you nearly went to is an arrestable offence in Germany.
Yeah, no, we're not doing Elon Musk here. Politics. So although, funny enough, you're doing what you did with the French.
Mm-hmm.
I got in trouble in year 10 German at school. Me, Alex Gooch, and Bobby Brooks all used to sit next to each other.
What great names.
I know.
Alex Gooch and Bobby
great.
Bush.
Brooks.
Brooks.
Oh, yeah. It's a great name. Anyway, we were sat in German together, and one of them had forgotten to do the homework. and we all had to stand up and just say things that we would take camping. And if memory serves me right, me and Alex gave Bobby a list of things he took camping, which included lubrication, lady magazines, and toilet roll. All three of us ended up in detention.
Excuse me.
Unfortunately, he was he was a lovely lad, but he was very open to. We said, "Oh, no, don't worry. Look, there it is. You say those ones. They're from our list."
Oh dear.
Yeah, we all got bollocked for that one, and she was the deputy head as well. So you
had a book with those in then, or you just knew them?
No, we had the German dictionary.
Oh, okay.
Those
little
dictionaries that you got for all the languages, but we all had the little tiny one, the pocket one, which you would need pockets that would kind of extend out and make you look like you've got giant lumps coming off your legs if you put them in.
What do you think it's like now? Because a lot of the schools have iPads and tablets.
Oh, I bet you it's all digitized.
But they just talk it into translators and it just splunks it out.
Well, we're waiting on finding out K Secondary School, which will be next week, which is super scary. All the schools, they get a Chromebook.
Yeah, I remember this from my friend John. His girls are like 18 now, but he used to say about needing to pay for iPads and laptops, or like giving they had to pay like 500 quid or something. I was like, fuck off. If the school wants you to use iPads, the school can buy the fucking iPads.
And I think that's the case of it now. It is, if it's expected, they have to.
Yeah.
I think you can bring your own.
I would,
because I work in IT, and I would make sure Kay has something decent that's going to make sure she has the best opportunities to do what she needs to do.
Right,
Anyway, this isn't me angry. Right, why am I angry?
I'm getting angry. I'm going to start
The section
angry.
I've got called here is... Hang on, where's my page? France makes Tom angry.
I like, by the way, you're sat next to your computer desk, which is in stand mode.
It is,
You could rest your chin on it.
I'll have a little nap, which I could do with. So, yesterday I had to go to our office in France. We had some network equipment that should have been delivered ages ago. It didn't. And I'd been out there like 3 weeks before setting up the new office for them.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to use the old network hardware. Fine, it worked, didn't matter.
Okay.
New hardware arrived and they decided, and fair enough, they weren't happy to kind of go with our instructions, because if something would have gone wrong, they may have been without network, without internet for
totally
however long
it.
Until we get there. Oh, I absolutely fully get it. But the problem is, it was Nantes in France. Or Nantes in France, if you want to be from
Nantes.
Nantes, N-A-N-T-E-S, yeah.
N-A-N-T-E-S.
I always presumed it was Nantes, but people were pronouncing it as Nantes, so...
Nantes.
It's not Nantes Watch. Stop it. Stop it. You'll make me angry and you won't like it. So, Nantes is a shit airport. It has very few flights. And the majority of budget airlines, anyway, land one day in the morning or afternoon and fly back one day, morning or afternoon. There is only one day that I found that they did a flight in the morning and a flight in the evening on the same day.
Right.
So the plan was fly out there and land there about 10 o'clock in the morning, do my few hours work that I needed to do, and then my flight wasn't till I think it was 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. So plenty of time. Plenty of time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Did you feel pressured?
Oh,
we're going to get to that.
You're going to get to that.
Mm-hmm.
3 o'clock in the morning is when my alarm was set, because I'd booked parking at St. Albans City Station.
Mm-hmm.
I'd booked the train to get me to Gatwick.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. Absolutely fine. Wake up at 3 o'clock. Shit, shower, shave, sorted. Jump in the car, get to the car park. Park. Go to the train station. The 3:50 train is cancelled due to extended engineering works. Okay, fine, there's a train at 4:20. 2 minutes later, the 4:20 train is delayed. Okay, delayed to when? Nothing. Check the webpage. It's delayed. No time as to when. And then I notice on the list to the right, it shows all the stations that the train line goes to, and there's London Gatwick, and it's now marked as 4:53, which is the train after the 4:20 train. So they'd obviously already cancelled it, but not updated it anywhere else. And I start to think, well, shit, that means I'll get to Gatwick at about 6:30, as it's quite a long train journey for such a straight line down.
What time's your flight?
Well, my flight was 8 o'clock, and I do not like being there any less than at least 2 hours before.
Yeah.
I'm really anal about it. I know I don't need to be, especially as it's a really local flight. I've got to be there that 2 hours before.
I'm the same.
So I'm starting to stress out. And then the 4:53 train is marked to delayed. And it's like, well, fuck, no, I'm not putting it. So I got in the car and I drove to Gatwick. So I'm already feeling angry. So it's now it's about 3:40, 3:45. I'm driving down to Gatwick and I park in the short-term car park there. I know it's going to be expensive, but I've got no choice. I'm panicking. I want to make sure I get to my fucking flight. And Gatwick's a long drive from where we are.
My business can pay for it anyway.
It's about, well, they did. It's an hour and 10-minute drive. So I've driven down there and I'm getting there in plenty of time. I'm thinking, brilliant. Now, every single flight I have ever fucking taken from Gatwick has been the North Terminal.
Mm-hmm. So you just went north.
Oh, it's in the North Terminal. Go and scan to put my package in the hold. Oh, no, your flight's at the South Terminal.
Oh, fucking hell, TJ.
So I left it in the South. I just thought, no, the car can stay in the North Terminal. Really don't care.
They got a tram.
It'll be the same fucking price. Yeah, they've got this tram thing. So I get on the shuttle. Boom. Over to South Terminal. Bag checked. Brilliant. 2 hours before the flight, I sat down in the Wetherspoons, ordered myself a bacon, sausage, egg sandwich. Oh, my God, it was fine, but it made so badly. Such, for something that they were charging like 13 quid for, it was so badly made. Just two slices of bread, barely any butter properly put on there. Everything just kind of thrown in, eggs on the furthest to the left, the sausage is the furthest to the right, the bacon's laying across the middle. It's not even stacked, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for three separate fucking meals in a bite each time here. I want it. So I really have that. Oh, anyway. Get on the plane. Brilliant. Flight's fine. I start watching Jack Reacher, series one. I'd already watched episode one, started episode two. Had to dip the screen when the crucifixion pictures appear. Oh, shit, yeah, people don't want to be seeing that shit. So those of you that watched it will know that the police chief gets crucified to the wall with his testicles cut off, and you see it all.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that happens. And then an hour later, we're coming into land, and it's raining. It's a bit cloudy out the windows. It's like, fine, okay, it is what it is. And we'd been coming down for quite a while, and I would have said, we weren't more than like 30 seconds from the wheels touching the runway. And fuck me, suddenly the pilot just pulled back as hard as he could and rammed the engines up to max. So everyone's just kind of thrown back in their seats and now we're kind of facing upwards to the sky. The whole fucking plane panicked. The person next to me went white and he then took 5 minutes to then actually talk to us about what was going on. So all of us are thinking, fuck, is this an American situation like they've got over there? He basically came to us and said, right, we were coming into land and we lost all visibility of the runway. It just suddenly completely clouded up, couldn't see a damn thing, so we had to pull up. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, okay, well, yeah, that makes sense. He said there were two flights directly behind us. They have had to do exactly the same thing. It's not us. Please don't panic.
Mm-hmm.
So, brilliant. Okay, so all he's going to do is going to circle around a couple of times and then he'll land.
He's going to wait for a slot.
We diverted to Bordeaux. What? Yeah, he just immediately diverted to Bordeaux Airport, which is, as we fly, almost a similar distance from London to Nantes.
No.
So it's about a 45-minute flight. So we're 45 minutes there and land there, and it's beautiful.
They had fuel.
Beautiful hot sunshine. Oh, yeah, you had plenty of fuel.
Mm.
And we've landed there. We then spent 2.5 hours at the gate, not allowed off the plane, while he tried to sort out whether or not they'd let us land back at Nantes if we turned around and went back. So I then binge-watched pretty much most of Reacher at that point. And, yeah, they eventually started going around with free drinks, apologising to him, which, fair enough, it's not their fault. And they absolutely made the right choice.
Mm-hmm.
We were meant to land at 10 o'clock. I got out of Nantes Airport at 3 p.m.
What?
Yeah.
And you still got to work?
So, yeah, wait. Landed at 2:15. Nantes Airport has three baggage carousels. Do you know how many of them they use?
One.
One baggage carousel for every fucking plane that comes from the UK. And there were three of them.
Yeah, of course they do. We're fucking like us.
40 bloody minutes waiting. That's not our aircraft. That's not our aircraft. There's our luggage. Mm-hmm. Because the other two planes got set off before us because they came and followed us to Bordeaux.
Yeah.
So, yeah, fuck me. So finally got out and then had literally 3 hours to do all the work that I'd kind of scheduled to take all day. And that was replacing 2 access points, replace them with 3 access points, and replace their firewall with a new firewall and ensure the internet was working. Not something you want to rush, but I had to anyway, and install 2 VC kit and do a couple of mods on a few other bits and pieces. I got it all done.
Mm-hmm.
Get back to the airport.
Did you like run in the head? Don't talk to me, I've just got to get on with it.
Pretty much. Got back to the airport, and it turns out Nantes Airport, shit. Mm. No restaurants. The version of WH Smith they have, it's called Relay. Both are closed pretty much for refurbishment. You can see what I managed to bring back from Relay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd got loads of plans. I thought, for my lunch, I'm going to walk across the road from where our office is, and there's this giant Galleria, and it's got this huge supermarket, and they had shelf after shelf of sweets. I thought, brilliant, I'm going to bring us back some weird drinks, bring us back some weird sweets. No, I had to rely, and that's €12 worth. Welcome to airport prices. So just to round off how angry I was, I had breakfast at 5 o'clock when I was at Gatwick.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have lunch. I didn't have dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I then had breakfast the next morning today. So I am fucked off. And I know it's not EasyJet's fault. They did the right thing. You'd want them to choose safety, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But fucking hell, what a fucking nightmare it was. And then driving home. And this is why I get even angrier. So I'm already angry that it's gone throughout the day. It's just gone wrong every step of the way. M23 to the M25.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Down to 1 lane versus 4 for roadworks. Mm-hmm. Onto the M25. Down to 1 lane for roadworks. Managed to get past them putting out the cones, and it's fine. It's all national speed limit. 3 miles later, we're closing 3 lanes and opening up only 1 lane. Fuck's sake. Get stuck in a bit of traffic there. Get through it past the cone people because they're still laying out the cones for that section. 4 more times around the entire length of the M25 St Albans, they closed the junction. They closed the road to 3 lanes down to 1 lane. So that's 6 different locations on the M25. At the same time, they closed 3 or 4 lanes, leaving just 1 open.
So what's that junction? 14? No. Gatwick's the next one. So junction, what's the junction? 11 to 21A.
Junction 9. Gatwick.
Oh, I nearly got there. Yeah, so 9 all the way to 21A.
Yeah, just constantly being told roadworks, so the sign would go 50, 40, and then 2 signs later, national speed limit, because the cones still hadn't been laid out at this point. So you're still slowing down.
Hey, you came off St Albans? I'm just going to A41.
M1.
Yeah, okay, right.
Yeah.
21.
And then get on the M1, and the bloody Hemel Junction's closed. Completely closed. No sign saying it's closed. Closed for roadworks.
Oh.
Closed overnight. So I then had to drive even further. So
but you had to go to the next one.
Yes.
Oh no.
So I got in at 5 to midnight. I left the house at 20 past 3 in the morning. I'm just angry.
You must be fucking tired too, dude.
I'm lucky I've had a nap today. But anyway, this has gone on a little bit longer than I wanted it to. We'll taste test those in a minute. Let's get on with a couple of other bits and we'll end it with something nice and maybe we won't be so angry. But yeah, that's why I'm angry about fucking France.
And that's why you didn't tell me about it.
Well, content.
Ever broken a screen? Rob has, and DPD weren't exactly friendly.
So what's made you angry, Rob?
It's not really made me angry. It's just more like annoying than angry.
Oh, no, I bet you there were choice words going on when it happened.
And more choice words about what was happening afterwards. So I dropped my phone and smashed it. It was just in my pocket and I was kneeling down to pick something up off the floor. So I'm already low down and it just fell that short distance out of my pocket. I think it landed, I think the corner of it hit the corner of the step.
Right.
I think it just landed in just the right spot. And I looked and I was like, oh no. And I thought, it's all right. It's just going to be my
screen protector.
Really decent, quote unquote, glass, like tempered glass screen protector that I brought that you have to do like a UV set on like the glue and stuff. A lot of effort to put the fucking thing on. But as I said, it makes your phone look brand new. My phone was covered in
real hard scratches.
Yeah,
it had a hard life, I think, is what people would say if it was a person's face.
Yeah, and I thought, and then I kind of put up with it for a couple of hours, like, you know what, I'm going to actually have to take this off because it's doing something to the touchscreen. Like, it must be pressing it or it's doing something.
Okay.
So I started peeling off. Now, I've peeled one of these off before and it just came off.
Yeah.
The glue is hard to get off, but it does come off in one piece. This one, because it had shattered, I could not get it off. It was coming off in tiny pieces.
Oh.
And I got to the point where I just have, I think I sent you a photo, just the all the edges of the screen are clear of it. And the middle bit is impossible to get off without getting something very sharp underneath it. But it was irrelevant because it had gone through the tempered glass and completely
smashed grass.
That was the problem. I was using glass. It's completely smashed the corner of the screen. Even that the bit of the metal bezel around the screen was broken off. And there was like dead pixels and everything. It was completely fucked. So I can't believe how I've really dropped that phone from ladders and all kinds of stuff, and it's been perfect.
It was just that time. It was the stress it had already been under.
Yeah.
And it's just the way it goes, isn't it? I mean, we've spoken about it on the show before. I'll never forget buying the Android HTC G1, the one that had the chin. It looked like bloody Jimmy Hill. And literally buying it that day, going to the midnight release of, I don't know, whatever, it was Modern Warfare
1.
It might have been Modern Warfare 1. Yeah. And then running to the car with you and watching it in slow motion bounce off the road. And it was screen was knackered.
It would have been 2.
It was two. As it was 360.
Yeah.
And that's when we all learned that you could also install it to the hard drive and it gave you the high-res texture pack.
Yeah, that's it. So I was like, okay, fine. Well, I'm due an upgrade, but I wanted to wait for the... I have Pixel phones. I wanted to wait for the Pixel 10.
Yeah.
So that's what I wanted to wait. So I was like, I don't want to just get a new phone. I've got insurance. I'll just go for insurance. I haven't had to go for phone insurance for ages, so I'll just do it. And I do it from my bank. Barclays use Likewise. I don't pay very much a month. I pay barely anything a month for it. And, excuse me. Sorry, everybody. I've got a cough. And it was 30 quid or whatever. And I get an email, so I did it. And I get an email saying, oh, DPD are going to come collect it. Have a box, but don't. This is the important part. Do not close the box. Do not take the box. The driver needs to see the phone.
Yeah,
to know it's in the box before you can do it. Next day, he comes bang on time in his window, 2 to 3. He was there bang on 2 o'clock.
Blimey.
Almost like he was waiting outside. And I was like, oh, here you go. And he's like, I can't take it like that. I was like, yeah, I know. The thing told me that you have to look at the phone. And he went, yes, a phone. I was like, okay. And he goes, I can't take it like that. I was like, right. It did say I now need to tape it up. He's like, no, you need to wrap it. So I had to fucking quickly, while he stood there, run back in all the while Link's trying to fucking get out to him to cut him. So I'm fighting Link off. Get the door closed. Luckily, I'd recently, like, in my own kind of laziness, I hadn't put some wrapping paper away from one of the kids' birthdays. So I wrapped it in inside out rainbow wrapping paper.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Taped up. And, excuse me, sorry, Vaughn. The worrying thing about it is, giving him it now, he just scans something on his phone and he puts the littlest, tiniest sticker, which is just a little barcode on it, and then off he goes.
Yeah.
And then he hands me a card with some numbers on it. Oh, there you go. I've had no fucking emails. It's been like 2 days now. I've had no emails. I've had nothing. I've no idea where the phone is.
I mean, it's very rare that we actually give you useful tips here, but I am going to give you a tip. Go to Poundland, and for £1, you can buy 3 different sizes, and I think you get 3 in a pack of mailing bags, the plastic ones.
Yeah.
And we normally have a stock of the small, medium, and large here at home. And anything like an Amazon return, we can just shove it in its original Amazon box and stick it in one of those envelopes. It self seals, and then we just stick the label on that, and it's done. There's no wrapping. It's just, there you go, it's in a mailing bag.
Yeah, deal I'll with do it. That next time.
And they're so cheap now. It's so worth getting just some in a drawer. Because you never know.
Because normally I've got like a whole big brown paper roll I use for work. Because a lot of times I'm the person sending things back and doing stuff. So I take it out and put it in boxes, wrap it in brown and take it to the post office. So I've got all that stuff. And I thought that's what I'd have to do. But because the email was very specific and saying you cannot close your box.
I would speak to them and say, well, I'm not best impressed. You gave this instruction and all I had was an RCDPD drive telling me if I didn't wrap it then and there, he wasn't going to take it.
Mm. Anyway, it's done. It's gone. I'll never see the phone ever again because I don't think it ever's going to make it there.
It might make it there. I don't know whether they'll repair it or they'll just say, here's money.
I think they will give me a refurbished phone.
Oh,
which
possibly.
I don't care if they do because I've had this phone for nearly 3 years. The battery is getting bad.
Yeah,
the screen
like it
is
anyway.
Completely, well, the screen's really fucked now. Yeah, it's only got, whatever they give me, it's only got to last till August. I mean, I would use this Pixel 5. I would use that till August if the battery was any good.
And then August will come round and Google, we're not making any more Pixel phones, sorry. There's no Pixel 10.
Yeah, well, then I'd get the 9. I'd go back and get the 9. But yeah.
You'd stick with Pixel, would you?
Yeah, well, I have an iPhone for work.
You wouldn't fancy the Pixel Fold?
I want the Pixel Fold, but I can't afford it.
Yeah, too expensive.
Mm.
Oh, well, fair enough.
Maybe the next Pixel Fold, I'll see. But there was a... Sorry, this is going way over. There was a good deal at Christmas where I could have got the Pixel Fold, the most recent one, on a really good contract for not much more than I would have been paying
now.
I mean, if I had a normal phone. I own my phone. I don't pay for that monthly. And it was 2 years for the contract and 2 years for the phone because they did them separate now.
Yeah.
That deal was gone. It was a Christmas-only deal. So now that same price is for 3 years on the phone.
Oh.
So it had a massive discount on the phone. I wish I'd done it. But I was like, no, and now the thing is I don't want to have a two-year contract for the...
Remainder of it.
But 3 years for the phone. I kind of... Even though I've had this... This isn't it. The imaginary Pixel 7 Pro in my hand for 3 years. Well, it will be in August. It'll be 3 years. I don't want to kind of be locked into paying for something for 3 years.
No, I can understand
that.
I
don't really like the idea of that. So, I don't know. Maybe one day I'll get a Fold, but...
Oh, well, we'll wait and see. But anyway, DPD, you're wankers.
Okay, watch Samutta Tosh on YouTube. These three YouTubers make Tom the angriest.
Hang on a moment. Why are we recording?
Before we go anywhere, you're about to show me a load of shit things on YouTube. You're using our fucking account. So this isn't... You better go and delete our fucking history because if I go on our account at any point in time, I don't want to have any of this shitty recommendations that you're about to show me now.
Hang on, no.
That's my problem.
This isn't our account. This is my YouTube one.
Is it your one?
It's my YouTube one, and I use our logo on it.
Oh, okay, right, fine.
No, the one we're watching now that I'm having to dial this shit up on is our account, yes, but we're only going to watch one of these videos each, and then I will
hate the look of this guy already.
I'm so glad you say that. Right, okay. So this section is K made me angry, and it's not K herself, bless her. Love her to bits. And I will, no. So
she not to say
watches a lot of YouTube. And
this dude's got 8.51 million subscribers.
Oh,
and the video here is try not to say wow challenge, parentheses, impossible.
Yeah, and it's absolutely possible not to say wow. They are fucking awful videos.
Medium. Was that a mukbang challenge?
Yeah, probably.
That'd make me feel
so
sick.
Right, first of all, I would like to say...
our stalker pranked us.
Yeah. So
emotional.
First of all, I want to say, and I am going to be fair about this, okay? Let me see, which is the one...
Caught our stalker doing
right,
this.
I think this is the video that...
We can...
No, this isn't the video I wanted. Hang on. We are finding the video while we're doing this. So Kay watches a lot... here we go.
So I just made you throw into this because I was like, press record.
So it's fine.
Sorry.
It's fine. So...
Oh, I know him.
And yeah, that their suggestions. That's Austin Evans.
I know him. He's good.
In small amounts.
Let me clarify that, they've
got to a point now that rather than doing original videos, every other video he releases is basically just a mix of what they've already done a million times over.
Right.
Now, I'm going to highlight all of this. First of all, that I do not have a problem with people becoming YouTubers and creating content that people enjoy. Okay, that's not a problem. And I also fully understand we don't all enjoy the same stuff. So
we're not the target audience for this.
Oh my God, absolutely not. But this, me and Jem have watched these in the background with Kay, and we've just looked at him and gone, A, he's punching well above his weight. That's, okay. It might be harsh, but Jem's...
Jem say that to each other?
I'm going to say, Jem's words, he must be hung like a fucking donkey. Well, I think her words were actually, he must be enormous down there, because what else is there?
His wallet doesn't fit in his pocket. I think that's probably more likely.
So we are talking about, and I can't remember what his name is
already.
That
was really chauvinistic of me. Sorry, everybody.
Jack Payne and his girlfriend.
Oh, you've named him.
He's got a real name. Jack Payne, and he's got a girlfriend, and they have they've got a channel that they do together, which is mainly videos of them sitting in front of videos trying not to say wow. And they've got three, and they are so awfully scripted and terrible,
like the don't laugh challenges you see people do. But he's got 8.5 million people who watch his stuff. They're gonna come for us.
But my point is, I don't care if they come for us, we'll get for some listeners. Point is, Kay genuinely believed that this might be the case, and I had to explain to her
that it's real. She thought this was real. Bless her heart.
They are doing this for content. They're making all their viewers believe this is real. And a lot of their viewers will believe that this is real. This is 100% scripted. This is 100% acting. They've moved three times because they get to make content out of those moves. And that's what's making them money. If they weren't getting video views based on this house moving because of a stalker is following them, they wouldn't do that storyline anymore. And they'll never move house again because it's not making them money. And now she understands why. But oh my fucking God, are they the most annoying pair of people in the world.
Come on, because this looks like a beautiful cul-de-sac. Where do they live in America?
I'm not sure where this is in America, but I'm going to turn the volume up. And this is cool because we've got the new soundboard. We can connect the Apple TV to it so we can actually listen to it. And I don't need to edit the audio in. So we'll press play.
Oh gosh, that was loud.
Wait, what's this?
This is not funny.
What does the bottom of that say?
There's like a hidden message or something.
Just turning it down a little bit.
He did a backflip on a shot.
And the cringe. You're probably wondering who my girlfriend is, guys.
Okay, can we pause it? Can you turn it down? Because I find his voice so awful and that's so loud in my ears.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. So he is an ex-cheerleader, Kay has informed me.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, he's just, look at him. And
he's not my he's no Jack Reacher.
He is definitely no Jack Reacher.
It's going to be absolutely hilarious and super freaking crazy.
So he's going to prank his girlfriend. It's super fucking crazy.
Now, has he recorded that in only left channel, or am I just only hearing
it? I don't know. I'm only hearing it in the left channel.
Something really funny in store, and I don't think it's a really good idea to do, but I'm probably gonna do it.
Don't do it then, mate.
I hate pranks.
What the fuck was that? You?
No, that's his. This is the style of their video. Does
what prank I'm gonna do to her, or you guys might think I'm really mean and bad, but I promise it's really not that bad.
No, we just think you're a cunt. Freaking funny. But guys, to be honest,
this video, make sure to like it up and subscribe to my YouTube channel. All right, guys. So basically, my girlfriend, well, she's inside right now. She's sitting down.
Yeah,
great.
Right.
Are you guys on TikTok lately? I don't know. Go check out my TikTok.
How about going? Yeah, well, look, there we go. Let's get some more advertising in.
Fucking hell, I don't like this even remotely.
No, I know. It just, it drives me nuts. And when we're at the grocery store, and this is how, I'm going to prank her at the grocery store.
Now, you guys are going to laugh so much at it.
I've got to talk over it because at points we are going to get copyright strike for this.
On YouTube?
Possibly. So,
oh, no, we have to keep talking about it. Okay. Well, I think this is shit.
Right, so...
400,000 in 4 hours. Let's go. All right, well, are you ready to go to Publix?
Oh, I love Publix. Oh, no, okay.
What the hell's Publix?
Yeah, it's just a supermarket in America.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Publix is great. Goodings. Oh, yeah. There's one called Goodings. Ah, okay, let me talk about this. So there's one, it's called Goodings. The one in Kissimmee where we would stay on the 192. Yeah. Holler everyone who knows what I'm talking about.
You cannot use the word holler.
No, we can. No. It's Americans. The Americans that are going to come to from Jack Payne's channel
to destroy us.
To listen to us. I'm talking in their lingo. Holler at your boy. Right. You'd go into Goodings. And firstly, my dad would sing the song Goody, 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 Yum, Yum. That's what he'd sing whenever we'd go in. So they'd have, it's really bad. So they have like this really oriental theme, like all red and dragons and stuff. And they had this big animatronic panda with these two two Chinese children sat next to it. And they would sing and they would move. And that was like, I remember it from when I was like 12. And as the years went on, we got older and older. And I remember we went back and I must have been 18, maybe even 19 one time we went back. And it was still there, but none of them worked anymore. And it just reminds me of Five Nights at Freddy's, but with just this animatronic panda. Anyway, and Publix is just another good one. And now you call it Publix. Next.
Of course. So, right, we fast forwarded a little bit.
Oh, thank fuck for that.
And they're going to Publix.
Healthy bananas.
Right.
Can I pee first?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we get to watch that. Only joking. And that's how they've got 8.51 million views.
Yeah, no wonder. Fucking hell.
They called it the Golden Stream.
Oh, she's getting ready.
We're about to leave, but like,
no, she's having a piss.
Yeah.
She was already ready. She's having a piss.
And literally, we have to spend so much time at our home.
Okay. Listen to how loud he's being in what looks a fairly small home.
Yeah.
It's just, I nearly used a word I shouldn't use there, but it's so fucking stupid. And people believe this is the worst thing. It's like, yeah, she's not listening to you basically shouting at your camera because you've got what you don't understand is volume control of your voice.
Yeah.
Like, I literally cannot be single sitting in the house. Like, that'd be so awkward sitting on the other side of the house.
Oh, I fucking hate him. Girlfriend. He's just done an extreme close-up of his face.
But you know what? I'm going to prank her anyways, guys. She literally pranks me every day.
The house is so
bare.
I should be quiet. There's nothing in it.
Well, it must be a rental, I would assume.
There's not even a magnet on the fridge. Who doesn't have fridge magnets?
I thought she said, I need a shit.
She said shoes. I was waiting for shit. There's nothing on the table. There's nothing on the counter. Is this the first day they lived here? We just locked the doors.
Well, as I say, I reckon it's a rental.
Here, what shoes are you going to wear?
These ones!
I mean, who cares? How do people want to watch this?
Fit Aid. They've got a little fridge in the corner that says Fit Aid.
And you should definitely wear shoes so you don't hurt your feet when...
Well, I just,
you'll find out later.
Genuinely, I want to pull my teeth out at this point. It's just, I'd rather do that than watch this.
I want to say
he's...
You
ready for acting? Oh, hang on.
Wait, do you have your car keys?
Do I? I thought you had my car keys.
I want to say that he's punching, but she is so young, I feel...
Nonce-watch.
Nonce-watch.
Okay, no, right, there's no... Oh, wait, what is this? Because we always look down at the floor when we walk out the house.
Wait, what is it?
I don't know.
Oh, he's got sandals on. Good
wait,
man.
Hold on, babe. Is that a letter?
Wait, we know they live number 14.
Did I see that name at the bottom I thought I saw? Come inside.
Wait.
What do the neighbours think? Welcome. You've probably got some normal neighbours.
Welcome to the amazing acting.
What's on that? Did it say stalker at the bottom? What? Wait, let me see. What is this? Come here. What the heck is this? Hold on.
It's something you've written, Jack, just so you know.
Wait, what are you doing, babe? Are you checking?
Do you think he even knows what that symbol is he's putting on the screen?
I doubt it.
Do you think he has any concept of what that is?
I doubt it. It's a test card, by the way, for those listening. Then we have this entire goddamn story that they basically spend the next 10 minutes going on about... Oh my God, the stalker's followed us here, and oh, he sent us letters, and oh my God, what if he comes into the house, and so on, blah, blah, blah. Not one point did I think, or even act out that, oh, well, we've called the police and we're waiting on the police to call. No, instead, we're just going to sit here and just talk to each other about how this is such a scary thing and record ourselves.
This is the whole video.
This is another 10 fucking minutes of this shit.
4 years ago, by the way, are they still alive? Are they still dating? Oh, go to his channel and see what's his most recent video.
They still are, but look. Our stalker found our new house. We had to move. The stalker found our new house. Caught our stalker doing this.
Exposed.
So they're all... And, oh, there you go. Afafi is the other channel that they do. I think that's her channel. But yeah.
Well, look, fair play to them both. They're grifting.
Well, this is
they're doing their stuff. We're slagging them off, but fucking hell, they're doing all right, aren't they?
It is grifting, absolutely, and it is just that's all fine. Right,
so they've come off their edge here. Look, they've gone from 810,000 4 years ago, 181,000 3 years ago. Look, what happened in that year?
I'm not sure.
Why haven't they gone to the police about this stalker yet?
Well, this is it. This is what really annoys me. And then all of their videos really annoy me because...
Can you go to their page now? So this isn't very good for people just listening. I want to go and see, well, I want to see what their most recent stuff is and if he's fallen off or is it still going? Are they still dating? I'm intrigued now.
You wouldn't hold on to 8.5 million.
Okay, we're not watching that. That's got children in it.
Yeah, exactly. It's just,
Three days ago, here we go. Which cheer team? Oh, no, it's children.
Yeah, that's...
Why the fuck have they all got...
I honestly...
Gross. No, okay, I've had enough. It's all children. No. Don't want to see.
What the fuck? It really is.
It's all gymnastics and children. I don't mind gymnastics, but I don't want to have just... What's that one?
Eating pink. Okay, no, you can't have the beginning of your thing called eating pink.
Eating pink versus black food. Well, that's just Nutella that you've turned pink and black. I think AI's been involved in some of these.
Oh, 100% they have been. But the one that Kay really loves watching is there's a video of them both breaking rules at a trampoline park. And then I pointed out to her, yeah, but the trampoline point is completely empty. So they've obviously rented it out, which is why they're being allowed to do these things.
They're still dating, though. Fair play to them.
Yeah, it's just, it's, they're, oh, my God.
Oh, God, you're just like Miranda. I can't look at the fucking screen. You scroll so fast.
Well, you need to keep up. It
makes my eyes just strain.
Right, anyway, so that isn't necessarily the worst one she watches.
That's bad enough.
It is bad enough.
Look, as I said, look, fair play to Jack and Afafow.
Afafe.
Afafe. Afaf. Afaf.
Right.
Is that her name? Where's she from? Afaf.
I've got no idea.
That must be a username. That's not a name, right? Affaf. Afaf.
Afaf. Okay, right. I'm actually going to use technology. Brianna Guidry.
Brianna Guiderail.
It's still found her, though. So this is the one that Kay also likes. And we've had to ban her from watching these ones because actually some of her videos are...
Scary as fuck?
No, adult. She says things that aren't appropriate for her age. So actually, no, she shouldn't.
But is she aiming this at children or just children seem to be watching it?
I think...
It's not her fault, is it?
No, but I think children watch it. So... what I want to do is, oh God, I nearly went to fucking subscribe. Oh, you know, I love my Apple TV, but seriously, sometimes I hate it. So, right, I'm stuck in having to do fast forward and rewind at the moment. All I want to do is go to subscribe at this point. Not subscribe. Ah, right, there you go. So let me do it now. Channel. Go to channel. So this one, she got really hooked on watching...
it's really freaky.
Oh, there you go. This is the one she really enjoyed, the smile disease.
All parts
purely
smiling.
Sweetie, you look so pretty
it?
Today.
What was that?
You look so pretty today.
So she's pretending to be a six-year-old at the moment.
So there's a girl and she's holding a Barbie doll and a Ken doll.
Want to go out for ice cream?
Yeah, I
want to
go for ice cream.
And
I'm so sorry,
infected.
Sweetie.
She smiles.
Your face is stuck in a smile, isn't it? That's because I gave you the smile disease. I'm sorry, sweetie. I had no choice.
Right.
But you'll be given a certain amount of time to pass on the smiling disease to somebody else. If you don't pass on the smiling disease in the time you're given, you'll be eliminated.
So I'm guessing this came about when Smile, the film, came out.
Why would you pass it on to me? I'm your daughter!
I didn't have a choice. I couldn't find anyone else, and I only had 2 minutes.
She's a one-person band. She's doing all the voices, all the recording and stuff. But fuck me, is she annoying.
Can I just say, there is absolutely no scenario in the world where so if I had a smile disease that was going to kill me and I had to pass it on, I would never pass it on to my child.
To my six-year-old.
There was not a scenario where that would happen. Not one. I would go, I'd want to find someone else to pass it on to, but it wouldn't be my child, put it that way.
Yeah.
No way.
Hey, Brianna, want to be my girlfriend? And if our relationship doesn't expire, that means we're soulmates.
No.
Okay, sure, Timmy.
Timmy?
Oh man, our relationship will only last 30 seconds. I guess we're not soulmates.
Yeah, that's
Timmy
about
will last 30 seconds. Great.
It's about normal, mate. Don't worry about girlfriend. It. It just right, hit every time.
It happens to all of us at one point.
It's including taking your clothes off. Don't worry.
Then we would both.
But this is
inspire.
All the videos are. Inspire? She does like these 30-second shorts, and there's hey, these long-term stories.
You see, though, she's not saying certain words, so she doesn't say die. Because that will get her demonetized. So she says expire.
Yeah.
Man, all right. Meet me here in 19 minutes to break up. And don't be late.
What?
Okay, I'll see you then. Bye, boyfriend.
Brianna, what's the answer to question 3?
Oh, no. I need to go to the bathroom.
No, you cannot just leave the classroom during a
this
lesson.
This is all the videos are.
I need to go to the bathroom.
Her typically shouting at the screen or fake crying at the screen while she's come up with some convoluted crap story.
It got like 100,000 views.
Yeah, she, again, 2.16 million subscribers.
Fucking hell, another grifter.
And this is it. I can't hate it because of the grifting. Because you know what? If you found something and it's making people want to watch it, then brilliant. You found kind of a way of making money. We would do the same if we could. If our YouTube videos suddenly started making money, brilliant, excellent. You're not gonna get away from that. But I just absolutely hate what she has created and what that Jack and Afefe or whatever her name have created. I just genuinely, it drives me fucking mad. The Jack stuff, there's no talent behind what they're doing. It's just them basically being really obnoxiously over childlike on camera, and that's it. At least she's kind of building a story and trying to do story arcs and stuff. But
is there a new meta? Like, there was a point with YouTube where videos had to be over like 10 minutes. Do you know what I mean? And then that was like what was killing off all of the animations because they were never long enough. Do you remember this?
One of
the things that was happening. Is that like the thing with them, like you got to make sure your videos a certain amount of time, you've got to hit certain beats, you know? She's obviously making use of the hype of shorts at the moment, where shorts are really good at getting people in. I mean, look,
well,
how many shorts
she's
done.
The new thing is shorts, and obviously with the whole TikTok thing of it potentially being banned in America meant everyone jumped ship as well. But they basically, she's been doing shorts and it's just the same video on TikTok. She's got a TikTok channel as well, so she moves them all onto there as well.
She could have done these all on the same day and just changed her clothes for all we fucking know.
Well, that's all she's done.
She's spent one day, made all these up, changed her clothes, and then just set it on, like, a timed release, and then just fucked off for 6 months.
Yeah, and it's... I know it's not aimed at us. That's the thing. I know 100% it's not aimed at us, but it's just... I think the thing that probably also drove me a little bit wild with this one is so many people have taken her videos and uploaded them again. I think she's actually got a second channel where she puts her shorts in the video, or she put the collection of the shorts in the video, and then to the left and the right of it is ASMR.
Yeah.
And it's either playing with slime or putting things, and it's a mouth close up eating. And that just immediately, that's just not ASMR.
We've
talked about this.
We did that in our biscuit video.
Yeah.
Because we fucking hate it.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
It was part of the concept of it. I even now, when I filmed you doing that, I wanted to gag. When I watch it back now, it makes me want to gag.
Yeah, I'm not fucking surprised because you're seeing me eat what is meant to be a cum-covered biscuit, but let's not go there. I'm just seeing if there's any of the other ones I recognise. But look, you've seen how long I've been scrolling and I'm still going.
I keep looking away because it makes my eyes hurt.
Oh, right, here you go. Look, final part and there's age 16.
Steve, I just need 1% to get on the nice list. I'm at 49% nice.
I'm sorry to tell you this, Brianna, but you need to be at 60% nice to get on the nice list.
I guess I'm not as close as I thought I was.
If I unzip my fly,
don't
you
worry.
Might be.
You can do this.
Oh, no, sorry, that's inappropriate.
Thanks, Steve.
Oh, 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 wow, you're so close to being on the nice list.
That's Santa Claus, by
Santa
the way,
Claus?
Woody.
What are you doing at my
Santa's
school?
Voice.
I've come to give you a very special gift.
Yeah, I bet you have, Santa.
Yeah, you're right, mate.
Inside.
These what's in the box? What's in the box?
Wait, no, Santa,
nice
I can't
reference.
Accept this. I'm not a nice person. You
agreed.
Right, you should give her who deserves it, then she becomes nice. Yeah, we fucking get it, love. Well done.
Yeah, no.
At age 16, you're not, love.
So, and this is all we have on repeat. Not these ones anymore, thank God, because...
On the big TV?
Yeah. So those... Oh, you those guys are nice. Well, no. I mean, I've not even shown you the other ones she watched. At the moment, the only videos Kay watches are Jack and Fefe or Mr. Beast. And I honestly...
I've gone off Mr. Beast, I must say.
Oh, just... Again, not going to comment. He made all his money through YouTube. He throws a lot of money into very good causes. But as I've had to try and explain to Kay, when do you decide something is good? If I went and spent £1 million fixing lots of people's vision, and I did that without making a video or news articles or any sort of advertising, I would consider that a good thing to have been done for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. When do you draw that line? Because fixing I've forgotten how many people's sight he fixed, but he fixed a lot of people's vision, but he also made videos, news articles, fully advertised it with all the Mr. Beast stuff, which has then caused him to earn even more money. So when do you draw the line of saying you did a good thing for a good purpose? So you did a good thing just to make money.
Yeah.
Or when does that good thing become not a good thing because you just did it for the money? And I don't like him. I don't like Carl. I'd like to punch Carl in the face, his friend.
Who's Carl?
Carl is Mr. Beast's bitch, basically.
Right.
And he's his bottom bitch, if you want to go by like pimp and whore terms. And
we don't need the highest subscribed YouTube channel after us.
if he wants to come to England and give me money to make me shut up, go for it. Brilliant. But he's just a really fucking annoying cunt. And we've got stuck watching them to the point that I've got started just tuning out. I cannot do it anymore.
You guys are really good because the only time I let T scroll is if he's on my phone in the back of the car and it's not really in my earshot. There's no way I'll be letting him have it on the television because I find them so ridiculously annoying. Maybe I'll change when he's Kay's age. Maybe I'll be different. But I just find all of those so frustrating and annoying. I just couldn't be in the same room.
Let's get on to the next bit.
T's turn now on the TV. Bing is a little cunt and we all know it.
Oh no, he's choking to death. Right.
Okay, what's now?
T makes me angry.
Oh, don't put Bing
because
on.
Because of what T watches.
Bing's shit.
Have you watched Bing yet?
I have seen bits myself because you told me was not good.
Oh, yes.
So I told T from a very young age, that's the naughty bunny. So now he calls it the naughty bunny. He has never seen this.
Oh,
whenever
mate.
You're on the iPlayer pushes Bing like fucking
of
crack.
Of course it fucking does.
And he always sees it and he goes, oh, I can't watch that. That's the naughty bunny.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to watch some now because I want to make you angry.
Is it the phone one?
No, I'm going to show you Swing first and then we're going to show you phone. But let's just... But if this,
we're not going to watch the whole 7 minutes.
No,
right?
God, no. No, 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 no.
What does that mean? Available for over a year? What,
it means
left
it's been,
or
no,
it's been on there?
It's been on there for over a year.
Right.
So for those of you that don't know what Bing Bunny is, it started off as a lovely little book about a little bunny, and he has a nanny-like little kind of knitted creature. In fact, all the children in this town have knitted creatures that look after them. And according to the book, apparently, they do have parents. And the parents go away, and the book is about Bing and his friends and their carers doing things in the day. And the parents turn up at the beginning, at the end of the book. In the TV show, the parents do not exist. The children just live with their knitted carers. Where are the parents?
That is just like it's Pip and Posy.
It's really disturbing. Yeah. And for me, being a really weird fucker, I came up with my own story.
Of course you did.
Yep. Are you ready for it?
War of the Worlds, they're all dead?
No, it's an animal testing lab.
Oh, yeah,
All of the little bunnies and the other creatures there are all being tested on, and those are just all put in there. Like when you go to...
They're the scientists.
They could be the scientists, or what I was thinking, it could be. I was thinking when you get kind of one of those animals, the parents being killed or they've been dumped by their parent, often, especially with cats and dogs, they give them a toy cat or a toy dog to kind of cuddle up with.
That's what they'd be giving their parents.
So yeah, so these are all being tested on brutally, and that's why they have little carers. They don't have parents. The parents have been tested on. They're dead. They're being autopsied. These are the next generation of them.
I always wondered about Pip and Posy. Who makes their dinner?
Well, Pip and Posy have been dead a long time. They're ghosts. Right, so this is Bing, and what I'll do, the volume's already down. I fucking hate the intro. I
have never heard it.
Flop. Hurry, Flop!
Coming!
Okay.
Swing! Swing!
So the first thing that also we've not heard yet, and I don't know if we'll hear in this bit of episode, no one corrects Bing when he says something incorrectly. Right. So when T says something slightly, not slightly wrong, but he uses the wrong grammar for something, we'll give him the correct word so he knows in the future. Mm-hmm. So at the moment, he'll go around going, these are mine shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
This mine coat is like, no, my shoes, my coat. And he'll get there eventually. No one corrects Bing when he does that. He's just allowed to.
Yeah.
Right, so this episode is called Swing.
They're on a swing.
Yep.
Oh, we've gone first person.
Not that swing, Flop.
No, Flop.
Bing's because trying to get on the non-safe swing.
Yeah, so he's just allowed to do what he wants, basically.
Hands holding tight.
Yep.
Ready?
Ready!
So... really, this show basically makes Flop a slave. He is just a slave to this child.
Oh, there's someone walking around in the background there, look.
Oh, yeah, there's one person they could render. Oh, no, two people. So this is Bing Bunny, and these are what the shows are basically like. I'm just turning it down ever so slightly.
Okay, he's just pushing on a swing. Oh, there's a panda here.
Here's Pando.
Hey, Pando.
And what's the first thing Pando's going to do, Rob? Let's see if you can guess. What do you think Pando is going to do right now?
He's going to either go on the other swing, or he's just going to walk straight in the swing zone of Bing Swing.
See, either of those would be a better story than we get. No, Pando does whatever he does in every single episode.
Oh, so rummage for the bin?
No. Wait for it.
Hello, Pando.
Hello, Pando.
Hi, Flop. Hello, Bing.
Yeah, we're waiting for it. Come on, Pando. Do what you always do. There we go. Yeah, off come his shorts, and now he just runs around in his pants.
You could always swing in this one, Pando.
That doesn't go high enough.
So welcome
what
to the world
fuck
of Bing.
He just took his trousers.
Pando just whips his trousers off whenever
he can.
Is that
a nappy or a pair of underwear?
Yeah, and then he just runs around in his pants.
What's he do that for?
Not sure. I don't know if he's meant to be a special needs person, maybe. So won't go too deeply into it in case that's what they're meant to be doing.
They've got a kid like that in Pip and Posy. But, which, by the way, is a good cartoon, by the way, Pip and Posy.
Right, okay. Okay. So Bing is pissed off because he has to let Pando have a turn. Okay, and now what they've done is they've set rules. They've said, right, Bing, count to 10 swings, and then it's Pando's turn. Fine.
Pando needs to count to 10.
If that's what you're going to do, then you enforce those rules. Mm-hmm. Okay, Pando's turn on the swing now.
To 10.
So count to 10. So he confirmed. Good.
10's not very many on a swing, by the way.
No, not really. Yeah, so no counting. So that's four swings. No, four. So still not counting. Seven swings now. Oh, there we go. No, we're at one apparently. Even I'd be pissed off if I was Bing at this point. So that's 10 he's at the moment.
Hurry up, yeah. Pando. Counting too slow.
No, now he's stopped counting.
Yeah, he stopped.
And if I was the carer or the parent, I would have just stopped swinging.
Well, the carer should have been counting themselves anyway.
Yeah, you've had 10 swings.
Oh, Flop is not doing it right.
Oh, we're back to counting from the beginning again.
While we're waiting for
No! Pando off the fucking swing and tell him that's the fucking rules. Don't let him get away with it because that's not teaching him the right fucking thing.
Yeah, Pando's a bit of a cunt, isn't he?
Yes, he really fucking is.
He's put his fucking trousers on when he's going on the swing.
Well, yeah.
His shitty nappy gets smudged over the
fucking
swing.
Who's
going to
wipe that down?
No, none of them.
It's like
those
the
fucking
gym.
Wet blankets that are following them around aren't going to do it, are they?
It's like the fucking gym. You go to the gym, if he has like a wet ass print on something or a back print, you don't want to go on the thing, but you wipe down after you.
You always wipe down.
Oh, yeah, you always wipe down whatever you wear, but...
Whenever I leave a sticky residue, I'll wipe it down.
Mmm. I'm not even going there. I was just going to say, does Alan know that? But
There's no sticky residue left when Alan's been around.
Oh, isn't there?
No, that's mopped up straight fucking away.
I'm just wondering what... I'm pretty sure the episode's called Mobile. If it's not there...
This is the one you've told me about.
This is the one I've told you about. He has a mobile phone given to him by Flop to play with. And rather than looking after it... There it is.
You've watched it.
Oh, we've watched this many times. It got to the point that we've told T that it's broken at the moment and we can't watch it. We're back to watching it because we did that for about 3 months. Come on, Flop. I'm going to ruin your day.
Which one's Flop? Oh, that's his mate.
That's his carer.
Designated adult animal. Sure. He didn't say please.
Thank you. What would
you like say thank you.
Hobbity's Letters Game. That's my favourite.
Oh, yes.
What?
That's a good one.
Favourite?
Yeah, exactly. No correction.
Hello.
So it's a Talking Tom app, for those of you that know what Talking Tom is.
Yeah, I remember that cat, yeah.
Say something to Lettuce Flop.
Hello, Lettuce.
Fuck off, Lettuce.
You have to get close,
Flop.
Yeah,
fuck off, Lettuce.
And talk here.
That was close.
Yeah.
He's going to drop his phone, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Right, so listen.
Say something to Lettuce now.
Hello, Lettuce.
Oh. So he said, no, we need to be really careful with phones.
Right, okay. Go on, when does he smash it up?
Right, hang on a moment.
Here you go.
Oh,
right.
Come and say hello to Chicky Timer.
How about... No, just fuck off. So just assume that at some point in this episode,
whooshing with the phone.
There you go. That was lucky.
No whooshing.
So he whooshes with his toy, and he's been told, don't whoosh with the phone. So let's see that I've fast forwarded 30 seconds.
Oh, there we go.
30 seconds.
That
and
was like me
the
other day, whooshing with my phone. That fucking went.
Yep.
Oh, Lettuce.
Oh, he's proper, he's proper fucked it.
He's proper fucked it.
No. That phone is gompered. Yeah.
Yep.
Is this what? Is this me?
So wait for it. Wait for it. Yeah, no. It's you. You contacted the insurance people. Guess what Bing does?
He's got to be in the fucking... That bin there, isn't he?
No.
Come on,
Hobbity. He did. He put in the fucking bin.
Yeah. I will say, I like the fact that the bin roars when you put your foot on it.
That's a neat bin.
That's a cool idea. But there you go. And then he tells Flop, I don't know where the phone is.
And then that's it. What's the... does he learn anything from this fucking story? And then
right,
what's Flop...
shaped blankie.
Hang on a moment.
Sure
right.
It's not you?
Let me see if I can get to the right place.
Ah.
Ah. Oh. So he's found the phone in the bin and he's gone, oh dear.
Bing.
Bing shitting himself under a blanket at the moment.
Well, that's definitely a Bing shaped blanket.
Yeah, it's a fucking twat shaped rug over here.
Yeah, I'm going to smash his face in under this rug.
Okay. Oh, good. Lettuce still works, Bing.
Your phone's smashed. Well, you're not going to tell him off?
Exactly.
And all right, you're going to have a word with gentle parents. We're not going to tell him off. Are you going to have a word with him?
This is it.
Explain to him why he shouldn't have done that.
Lettuce,
and what...
do you have a phone in the bin?
How that he shouldn't have done what you told him not to do.
Exactly.
And then what he should have done when it was broken, that he should have come to you and could have spoken to you because he wouldn't have been in trouble. We could have just explained to him that this is the consequence of his actions of not being careful with it. And now, because of that, he's not going to be able to have it for a while because it needs to be repaired.
No. Well.
And then you smack him in the head.
You smack him upside the head. Oops, upside
your head. I'm still learning gentle parenting.
Oops.
And then you people's elbow him.
So he's just said, did you put the phone in the bin?
Oh, I did do it.
Yes.
No, he owned up to it at least.
What happened, Bing? You might feel better, Bing.
I doubt it.
Yeah, fucking tell me, Bing.
He took lettuce in the garden.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. We vooshed too close.
So we vooshed. So it took 30 seconds for me to ignore the instructions you gave me.
Mm-hmm.
And the phone went on the floor and...
No, you threw it on the floor.
Great.
Ah, I see. Well, the phone and vooshing... Don't go
it broke, not braked.
No.
Yep, there you go. Thank you.
Broke.
In the bin. And I didn't want to tell you.
Oh, I get that they're using the words that kids would be using, but that's not the point of these shows, because these are kids are going to pick language. Up this language.
Exactly.
Tell me the truth, Bing. It's horrible feeling all under the blankety like that, isn't it?
Yes.
Saying under the blankety is a fine thing to say. It's a cute little phrase, but they should be using the correct words.
100% they should be.
We'll get you fixed tomorrow, phone.
You'll be fucking lucky. What, are you going to take it down to a little shop down in town, are you? Get charged 70 quid for a new fucking screen?
Yeah, so good for you, Bing Bunny. So, now hang on a moment. He's had no punishment. He's been given the phone back. I'm sorry, that's not what your teacher... You gave them clear instructions, he ignored it, he smashed the phone. Okay, he's apologised after putting it in the fucking bin and you had to go and find it and work out what had happened. The least it will be, I'm not going to let you have my phone for the next week because it needs to be repaired and that is a bad thing.
He needs to have the phone not given back to him and then have... Bing, tell the weird creature why he can't have the phone back. Because the Bing needs to understand what was the action that he did that was not the preferred action, i.e. playing the fucking whoosh game on the patio.
Don't whoosh the phone when I told you not to, you shitbag.
Yeah, what's a twat?
As you can see, that's why we don't like Bing Bunny. We don't like Peppa Pig, but... It's a similar thing. It teaches kids the wrong fucking thing.
Oh, Peppa's a prick.
Oh, Peppa needs to be turned into a bacon sandwich.
About this a lot.
Oh,
fucking
my God,
Peppa's
yeah.
awful, yeah.
Fuck off.
Twat.
Yeah. Peppa's twat. Yeah, can't stand her.
Peppa's steak.
Can't stand. Nice. Gammon steak. So, yeah, cannot stand that. Cannot stand the YouTube that Kay watches. We're in a real quandary here. There's very few things. At least what I will say for Kay is she started watching 90s stuff with us now. We watched Gem and her watched The Secret Garden tonight, which is a lovely film. I made her watch The Mighty Ducks, and she's getting into watching these old films.
She was really into Sister Sister, though, wasn't she?
To the point we had to block it because she watched it, binge-watched all the seasons at least 5 times.
Sister, sister.
Wouldn't you want to beat her?
Adios, amigos. See you next time if you're lucky.
Right, thank you very much for listening. We'll do the French taste test in the next episode, I think. Because this one looks like it's already going to be a long one of us being angry at things. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. You can find out more about us and the studio at channel84.co.uk. All our social media is up to date on there, so head over to channel84.co.uk Variety Show Podcast, and you will find... all our social media links there. It's pretty much _ Variety Show Pod at most places, and that's Threads, X, Blue Sky, Instagram, TikTok, you name it, we're there. If you would like to email me, you can email tj@channel84.co.uk. If you'd like to email Rob, it's rob@channel84.co.uk. If you would like to email both of us at exactly the same time, you can do that, and that's podcasts, that's plural, podcasts@channel84.co.uk. We will be back in 2 weeks. I would have thought more about things to talk about, most likely irrelevant and weird. I might even come up with another quiz. Rob has the Untitled Sci-Fi Show. We'll tell them what's coming up in the next episode.
Red Dwarf.
Red Dwarf indeed. What a show. What a guy. Those of you that get that reference will get that reference, obviously, from Red Dwarf. Join us then next week for the Untitled Sci-Fi Show and Red Dwarf, the week after for the episode 53 of the Variety Show Pod. You can also listen to our other podcasts that are hosted by Simon and Ross. That's Who Takes the Socks Off, and by Adam and Karen, which is Lightly Used. And again, find out more about them on channel84.co.uk. You wanted to say something?
I was about to say sorry to Simon and Ross for we continually get the name of their podcast wrong. I stumble every single time.
Yep.
Sorry about that.
It's almost like we should write shit down. Anyway, bye.
Smoke me a kipper. I'll be back for breakfast.
This was a Studio Channel 84 network show. To find more, head over to channel84.co.uk now.